Hi, Commissioner. Excellencies, I have the honor to speak on behalf of the European Union. First of all, I wanted really to thank you and the office for your work that you've just outlined, where you really made a difference in 2024. And High Commissioner, for your strong advocacy to uphold human rights for all everywhere, something that you just mentioned actually now. As always, you can count on the EU, on the EU's support in your endeavors. As staunch supporters of the UN Human Rights Mechanism, we stand fully behind the independence of your mandate and that of your office. We appreciate, High Commissioner, your personal leadership in addressing urgent human rights situations. In a world of multiple crises and incessant human rights violations and abuses, you call out perpetrators and give hope to the victims. You call on states to honor their solemn commitments to human rights and make sure that we do not overlook crises that are not in the international headlines, so-called forgotten crises. You have been committed to the promotion of the encompassing concept of a human rights economy. At the same time, you and your office also spread the word on human rights success stories, pointing out where investment into human rights has led to improvements for the lives of people on the ground. High Commissioner, we welcome the strategic directions outlined in the Human Rights Appeal for 2025, in continuation of your vision statement of February 2024. We very much share your conviction that human rights work can make a difference in finding solutions to the current challenges. As you have underlined, in prioritizing human rights, the international community can not only avert violations, but also unlock human potential, so it's far more, and foster cohesion, resilience, and promote sustainable development for generations to come. On Monday, as you know, the EU foreign ministers reaffirmed the EU's unwavering support for your office, underlying the need for the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights to operate independently and with sufficient resources. A strong global system for human rights contributes to early warning, prevention, global protection, and human rights mainstreaming. We welcome and support your efforts to increase OHCHR field presence and your role in the implementation of the Pact of the Future, and you just highlighted specifically GDC and indeed digital technologies. You can count, High Commissioner, on the EU to continue advocating for adequate resourcing of the human rights pillar. Mandated activities must be financed through the UN's regular budget and should not have to continue to rely heavily on voluntary contributions. We welcome the regular budget adopted by UNGA for this year, but we also recognize that it does not fully meet the demands of or compensates for years of erosion of the budget for the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights. Mindful that the voluntary contribution are of crucial importance and that the office could do even more than it already does if the human rights appeal was properly funded, we are glad to have been able to make a substantial contribution to the work of the office yet again in 2024. The EU institutions alone contributed last year more than $23.5 million, and has Team Europe, together with our EU member states, which are present today, we offered nearly $136 million. We salute all partners who joined in the effort to the extent of their abilities as a sign of a universal support for the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights and the international human rights system. In 2025, you can count on us to do our very best to continue our substantial voluntary funding for the office, and we stand ready to support the office in any way that we can, unequivocally. The EU's annual unearmarked contribution of US dollars, $5.3 million, to the office will soon be made for this year, and is also secured, I must say, for the next 2 years. Thank you very much.